He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. When St. Alphonsus was a boy, he and some of the friends of his that were all attending at the oratory in Naples were given an outing day. Being that they were in the city, the priests knew that it was good for them to get out and to go and be able to run around and to play and have fresh air. And so they had a benefactor who had lent them a property in the country for them to do exactly this. So they left the city and they went out a ways and came to this country house and began to have lots of fun, as boys are meant to do. At a certain point, a number of the boys decided that they were going to play a game. And during that game, they would play it for small little bits of money to be wagered during it. They came to St. Alphonsus, and they said to him, "Alphonsus, join us in this game. You'll have so much fun. It'll be really great." Alphonsus at first declined. He said, "I have no idea how to play that game. I don't know if it would be fun for me, because you would just be playing and I wouldn't know what to do." And then the boy said, No, come, join us. We'll teach you how to play." And so young Alphonsus sat down with his friends, and they began to teach him the rules and the means to play the game. As they started off going along, Alphonsus picked it up really quickly. And soon he was not only knowing how to play the game, but he was even winning at the game. At one point he came along and he started winning again and again, until finally he had won 30 games in a row. At such a point, the boy who had taught him how to play became extremely frustrated with it. He stomped his feet and he got mad and he said, "You didn't even know how to play the game. Oh no." And throwing his hands down, he swore, saying something very vulgar. At which point, Alphonsus's face turned beet red. He stood up, he looked at the young boy and said, "What, for a few paltry coins, you're not afraid to offend God?" And then, in the center of all of the boys, he threw the money down on the ground and told them, "Take your money, I don't want it if that's the price." And he walked off. The boys now felt very awkward, but there's that sort of quieted, strange time where they play for a little while, not knowing what to do. And after a bit, realizing that the fun was gone, after having been corrected by their friend, decided to go and find him and to apologize for having sworn in front of him. They walked off and they went and found other groups of boys and see if Alphonsus had joined them in playing. But he wasn't in any of the places with other boys at all. And they couldn't find him. So they began to search for him until they came to a very quiet part of the property, in which there was a tree. And Alphonsus had taken a small picture of our Lord, which he had brought with him, and hung it there on the tree. And he was kneeling in front of it. He was praying, quiet and alone. It was amazing to see a young boy like that have that showing of his future piety who would make him a saint. And yet, there he was. We can only imagine how comforting it was to our Lord to find this boy making reparation there for the offense of his friend. However, simultaneously, as we look at the story, we can also relate and learn from the boy who got angry and swore. In fact, really, we probably relate more easily with that, because we see something that's so human in it. Those of you who are parents can almost picture your own children getting frustrated in a game in a similar manner, and we can all remember back to when we've done it ourselves. And yet, we can hear the words of Alphonsus correcting him, and still to this day, apply them well to ourselves. Because we are so fickle. We know by our faith that we have been promised the greatest of treasures, And yet, how often, by sin, we throw it away to chase after mere pennies. Heaven traded for vacant, empty rewards of sin. How easy it is that we chase after moments of cheap pleasure. How quickly we allow our lower appetites and base animal desires or our passions to rise up over us and to control our actions. How often it is that we act like the friend of St. Alphonsus. We revert back. We become that pestilent child. We stamp our feet and we swear at the slightest offense that is given to us. Or we whine about a situation that is unfair. Or we hold offenses against another as if we are keeping score as to who is more virtuous and who has been more wrong. It is because of human weakness that we do this. And it is a funny phrase, human weakness. Because we see human weakness come to us in the shape of temptation. And it comes on very strong. But at the same time, our inability to conquer it is not for it being actually incapable. It is because we have not strengthened ourselves to do so effectively. It is much like a man who desires to be strong and to build up muscles. We can't expect it to happen overnight. He can't expect it to take place just because he wants it. He puts in long hours of effort, day after day, breaking himself down, until finally, in the long run, he can look back and see that he is stronger than he had been before. Our souls are no different. If we desire the strength be successful again and again and against temptation. It is not by temptation going away that we find this strength. It is not because we just simply ask for it that it comes to us. No, we must break ourselves down in order to build ourselves up stronger. It is these things of Lent that help us to gain that strength. It doesn't happen in an instant. It doesn't come to us with ease. Success in these endeavors is gained one day at a time, one effort at a time, one sacrifice silently offered in secret. These things are how we slowly strengthen our souls. Not that temptation may disappear, but that we may stand against it and be successful in fighting it. Our Lord gives us this example today in the Gospel. He is God himself made man, and he is not even exempt from the tempter coming, the devil. But we understand from this Gospel text exactly how the world sees our faith and our effort. The devil representing that as well. The world around us questions us and looks at us strangely because we make these efforts. We step away from things where they have seen us in normal. We don't participate in the same types of activities of recreation. We avoid things which distract us and find ourselves contemplative and prayerful and foregoing creature comforts. Making sacrifices during this time. The world doesn't understand it. It wonders how, if we fast, that we can be able to stay healthy and strong. But we understand that it is by fasting that we are strong. Because it is the strength of soul that comes to us. The devil saw our Lord in the desert. He did not know that he was God. This was not revealed to the devil. He had his thoughts and suspicions towards it, but we know that he is, and so we know that it was impossible for Christ to sin. Yet, the devil saw him. They're fasting for 40 days. They're praying for 40 days, long hours offered. And thought, now when he is done, I will come and tempt him. He will be weak, and he will be susceptible. Up to this point, he has seemed to be very virtuous. But if there's a time to get him now, it's going to be it. He has fasted. He will be weak. And when he comes, he lays out so much before our Lord. He plays upon all the things that come and tempt man. The weakness of his flesh, he presents him bread for his hunger. He presents to him as well temptation in order to have him work miracles so that he may be puffed up by pride. He promises him all of the world to rule and power beyond compare if he just adore. And every step along the way, he has found Christ to reject him immediately and firmly, and finally cast him out and banish him away from him so that the good angels may come and minister. We are the same. He has done this not because he as God has needed it, but because he as God has left it to us as the example by which we will find success and strength. It comes from sacrifice. It comes from penance. It comes from prayer. And then, when we face temptation, it is not an expectation of it being avoided, but rather that it is to be conquered. And we will realize, because we have made that effort and sustained the work for a long period of this Lenten season, we'll find the success that we have asked for, and we will forego the pennies so that we may seek the treasure. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.